This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we're hanging with the boats. It's the Dukes and Bell guys. We are live at the Boat Show, the Atlanta Boat Show, presented by Progressive, here at the World Congress Center, Hall B, as in boat. And there's 400 of them for you to check out. And again, who's down here? Bo Johnson from the Middays. Andy Randy, he's going to be hosting a lot of the shenanigans tonight, giving away some big prizes. They've got a cornhole tournament. Talked about tickets for the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, I should say. So come on down. They'll be here till Sunday, by the way, with all the shenanigans. If you're looking to get in the boating market, big crazy weekend. Our boss Mike Conti had a conversation with Arthur Blank. We're going to play that for you, 4:20. He only did about a half hour. Now, if you've heard Arthur Blank speak, you know, it generally goes anywhere from 30 to 40. To sometimes it goes on. It's 90 minutes, and Arthur goes on and on. This one was only about 30 minutes at the Arthur Blank Family Foundation in Buckhead. Tell you what Arthur had to say in a second. But as Mike Conti also told us, you know, off the air, last 72 hours, Carl, just been bananas. You know, you got coaches getting fired.
Yeah.
You find out Matt Ryan's coming into management. And then Trey Young, you know, who's been here since 18, is now on his way to D.C. So just a bananas kind of weekend. More reaction, more of your phone calls about Trey as well.
Yeah, the Trey Young thing, it's funny because as galvanizing or as polarizing, should I say, that he has been, because I think Zach Klein said it best, man. You either were or maybe still are, because if you supported him, you're going to.
Right.
And look, I don't dislike Trey. I thought he handled some situations the way I didn't necessarily thought he should have as a star in the face of the franchise. But you're rooting for him, Mike.
Right.
Or maybe you're not, right? And you kind of felt that way. Like you wanted him to fail here just to say, hey, I told you so, which makes no sense. Because when a guy's on our teams, we want him to win. And even though, you know, it always wasn't peachy, I still want to see guys succeed. But now that he's not here, it's almost like everybody who was rooting against him went, hey, I told you that wasn't going to work.
Right.
And it sucks from that standpoint. Because what we hope was Trey was going to be the guy to ultimately be one of the big pieces to lead us to a championship. And now we know that's not going to happen. But I just think, like, if there was ever pressure on this front office, because I told you guys this a few days ago, Travis Schlenk wanted to do this a few years ago, and they wouldn't let him. And then he got let go. So if there's ever pressure on a front office now to really succeed And you know, Anse Saleh, I do like what Mike, the moves he's made and what he's done, but this is one off season. I got to see what else he does, and I got to see what other things he does, because Mike, he could bring in some other mistakes that may set us back. Bringing in AD, I don't know if that's the answer.
Right, like Anthony Davis's injury history. Everybody, the casual fan knows what that's about. So I mean, I don't want to have Anthony Davis come here wear a suit, you know, until like you know right to the playoffs.
Correct.
You know, the thing right now is, and I think the bigger picture. And maybe this is the case, maybe it isn't. We played the audio of Nikhil Alexander-Walker saying that he came here to Atlanta in part because of Trey. But was there some kind of like waiting for the other shoe to drop? I asked you yesterday. So now they can, all right, now we know what the team is. Let's get on with it. So when does Quint Snyder kick this thing into gear? When does this thing take off? It's now Jalen Johnson's team.
Let's go.
Nawh and Jalen Johnson are going for 30 a night.
Let's go.
You know, and McCollum will be, I guess, you know, McCollum's a good piece for as long as he's here. Porzingis may or may not be here by the deadline. But I want to see Quint Snyder do something with this thing. Because right now we're in the same damn boat. We're in a play-in.
Yeah, we are. That news is still front and center, guys, and we're talking about it with you at 404-726-0929. Mike, just real quick. Because we're going to hear from Mike Conti coming up, his one-on-one exclusive with Arthur Blank, where Arthur admits, we got the wrong coach. And he's talking about Ra. He respects Ra. Mm. He thinks he's a great, you know, people person with the players. But the things that matter, communication, accountability, we did not have it. And so our owner is finally admitting as much, and you'll hear that in the interview with Mike Conti here in about 6 minutes. But your thoughts – just a synopsis. Mm-hmm. We're going to dive in deeper at 5 o'clock because there's a lot that I feel like I learned today, guys, that I haven't heard from the owner. What did you think?
Well, I'm still a little fuzzy on how this what's new and different about how we're going to approach this after what you've been doing for the last, 15, 20 years. You know, you're going to have a team president. It's no longer Rich McKay. It may be Matt Ryan. All right, so is Matt going to breathe some life and some fresh air and some new ideas? And basically, when things aren't working, call it? I mean, I said to Carl today, I think nothing with Arthur saying I believe in Michael Penix Jr. I don't need Arthur making the pronouncement. He's the franchise quarterback. He may not be the franchise quarterback. He may be Mitchell Trubisky. He may be Trey Lance. We don't know what this guy is. He may be the man. He may be the guy that's going to be here like Matt Ryan was for 13 years. But let the new football people evaluate Michael Penix Jr. and see what he is. To me, I don't need that. You know, I think we're going to bring people in, and we'll take a look at Michael Penix, and we'll look at the offense and see if he fits. And are you? So in other words, you're telling me a coach comes in, or a GM, Carl, a candidate, he doesn't maybe believe in the viability of Penix. He doesn't get the job because the owner's already said he's our franchise quarterback?
Well, look.
Perception is reality.
I think, to your point, Mike, if – and again, he's not been hired. But if Matt is the guy and he believes what the owner believes, the answer's no.
Right.
The answer to what your question is no.
Right.
Day-Day comes in to interview. You're Arthur Blank. Right. I'm Matt Ryan. He's better looking than I am. And I go, Mr. Blank, I believe what you believe.
Right.
I do like our quarterback, and guess what? We need to hire a coach that can develop him. And Blank goes, perfect, because that's what I believe. And Day-Day comes in for the job, and we go, what do you think about our young quarterback? Guys, I watched him last year. I don't like him. To your point yesterday. Next!
That's it. Yeah.
Next!
And by the way, is a coaching candidate going to come and say, well, with all due respect, Mr. Blank, I want a dual-threat quarterback. That's the way the NFL is going these days. I need a guy that can run, pick him up, and put him down. So that's, and I would ask you, how can you improve Michael Penix Jr.? He struggled with this. He struggled with that. Do you think, a real question for me is, can you fix Michael Penix Jr., the things that need to be fixed?
Yes.
Not for the owner to sit there and go, hey, he's my franchise quarterback. I don't like that.
Okay.
I said on my Twitter page, maybe it's semantics, but I don't know.
All right, fair enough. And by the way, again, the thing, and we'll dive into this at 5 o'clock a little bit deeper. You can join the conversation, guys. But when he says this, again, it's called Sportsology, that when Sportsology interviewed 30 people in the building, including Terry and Ra, but not the coaching staff, and you got to think about this. That's a smart way. What would the coaching staff say about guys that hired them? Mm-hmm. So you're randomly interviewing people in the building, and you come back with this report that communication and accountability were an issue? And I know, Mike, we've said, well, how the hell does Arthur not know that? Because he's not in the day-to-day operations. I know you guys think that Arthur Blank's just sitting in this big king's chair at Flowery Branch like he's, the head of Game of Thrones and, like, waiting for everybody. He's not doing that. Guys, he owns the PGA Superstore. He's got ranches in Montana. He's got the Falcons, Atlanta United, Mike. He's about to start a new soccer team, a women's soccer team. Like, you start talking about all these things, and I don't even know all the stuff he's involved with, but this A&B group is huge. He's got other crap to worry about. And this NFL thing, which is why Mike and I have said, hire NFL people. Let them do the job, right? Let the people that you hire trust them to do the job. He's done that. But the problem is he's gotten it wrong. And now he's saying, let me remove myself even a little bit further and have this president, whoever that's going to be, do this job of guidance and accountability. And I think that is what the fundamental difference is going to be. And if you're telling me, well, Dukes, Bell, is this the reason why we haven't been winning? Yeah. Yes.
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 But that's why, I mean, it just gives you pause. It was like that CBS Sports article. This is before Arthur Blank spoke, which, by the way, a lot of guys expected more today. It's a league mandate.
It is.
If you're out of the playoffs, there's X amount of days. You have a press conference. So that's something we all learned today in 2026. So that's why. So, no, he wasn't going to have Matt side by side. A lot of folks were thinking Matt was going to burst in and go, hey, I'm here. I'm ready. That's not the case. So the process will continue.
Coming soon.
And now we're in the mix. We're going to talk to all the we talked about Robert Saleh's been added to the list. They've got to talk to Harbaugh. You know, we've already talked about the request for Kubiak and some of these things. You know, they may have already been speaking. Maybe Arthur cut it short to go do an interview with somebody.
Yeah, man. Commanders OC Cliff Kingsbury was requested to interview for the head coaching position with the Ravens and the Titans. So, again, these candidates that are out there, and these are, again, qualified guys that have been fired elsewhere. Some of these guys will end up in other jobs. Some won't. And I'll say this. All these head coaches will not be head coaches again. This isn't going to be just the shell game, Mike, where all of a sudden you – And all of a sudden, all these head coaches that just got fired are going to be head coaches. Some of these guys are going to go back to being coordinators. And some of these guys are just going to be coordinators. All of them are not going to get head coaching jobs. And some team, by the way, is going to be Jacksonville. They're going to take a chance on somebody who nobody is really saying, I don't know if he's ready yet, because that's what we were saying about Lee and Combe. And all of a sudden, he's got Jacksonville with a 13-4 record and in a position to maybe go to the Super Bowl. 404-726-0929.
I got a nasty gram. You want to hear it?
Uh-oh. Somebody's coming at you?
This is from Keep Going, Braves. He goes, you, me, may be the only idiot who doesn't understand the Penix situation. First, you tried to spin it as he won't be ready. Then you tried to challenge his ability. Well, no, I never did any of that. First, so get your facts straight. All we're saying now is there was good, bad, and ugly in the 14 games going back to last season that Michael Penix played in.
It was.
And now they've got to fix him getting under center. They've got to improve third down efficiency. And if they can do that, he can be a franchise quarterback. But right now, you, me, Arthur Blank, with all due respect, can't definitively say he's going to be able to do all these things. So until we know, and you can look into your crystal ball and say he's going to bounce back from the knee surgery and be better than ever. I don't know. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying we don't know what we've got with Michael Penix Jr., period. And that's why I'm saying don't say otherwise if you're Arthur Blank.
What game, Mike, I'm looking back, and I apologize because there's so much going on. Was it the Panthers game he got hurt? What game? Seattle? Panthers?
Yeah
I'm talking about Penix.
Yeah.
Because if you guys remember, maybe you don't, because we're up at Flowery every week and we talk to Ra. Ra said to us, and again, I know many of you think he's full of crap, but there is some things that he said that if you watch and you paid attention, he was telling you what was really going on, even though the team was not having success like we thought. And one of the things he said, Mike, in that game was, I felt like Penix was about to take the next step. He had a great week of practice. Like, there had been a couple of weeks leading up to that. And he told us, like, he's coming, man. Like, he was about to start. Like, we were going to be, like, wowed, I think, is how he described it. And we'll never know. And then you miss Saints, you know, Jets, Seahawks, Bucks, Cardinals. Like, you missed half the season now. And, well, we don't know if that was going to be the case. But the coaching staff was feeling that way. Like, Michael Penix is feeling like he's about to take the next step. The irony to me, Mike, is I guess he was going to do it without play action because we still weren't running play action the way we did with Kirk Cousins.
Right. Look, Penix Jr. is going to have to learn to play under center. He's got to be able to do that. If he can't do that, he's no good. That's a fact. All right, now, unless somebody else...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This comes in.
You're yelling at that guy?
Yeah. Well, I just call him a fanboy. I'm like, okay, fanboy. Yeah, man, it's like, look, I don't – you guys get so personal about this stuff. You know what I mean? We don't know what Penix Jr. is. I hope he's the man. I hope he's going to be the guy for 10 years. But now three knee surgeries, two on one, one on another. That ain't great, Carl.
It's not. All right, man. What did Arthur Blank have to say to our own Mike Conti? An exclusive one-on-one interview. You'll hear it next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.